Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com. The Zone at the Little Rock Touchdown Club is brought to you by Epic Health. Epic Health is real medicine practiced by real doctors and can help you feel like yourself again. Epic Health on the web at epicmenshealth.com.
Coming up a little bit later, the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Look forward to talking a little hoops. Razorbacks rolled in basketball over the weekend. Football team competitive in a loss at Ole Miss. And the bye week is upon us. And a great way to celebrate a bye week is eat some pizza. Have a couple cold ones, I think. Three locations for your dining pleasure. Just past Taylor Loop on Highway 10, the Morgan Mommel exit, or on Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs. And tonight, of course, three wings for a buck at the locations, those three locations I just mentioned. That's every Monday until close on Tuesday. And they have a happy hour special from 3 to 6. And they buy one large pizza, get a mini pizza free on Wednesday at Jim's Razorback Pizza. And, again, if you're looking to get a little outside the box, check out the Chicken Bacon Ranch. It's amazing. We're talking Razorback hoops, too. How about the triplet? Thin crust with mozzarella, Monterey Jack, and Colby cheeses, fresh tomatoes, olive oil, and Italian spices. Next time I go in, I'm going to get a triplet. That sounds fantastic. Maybe I'll get a little chicken thrown on there. Anyway, that is Jim's Razorback Pizza. Go get you some. We'll be joined by Joe Klein, UALR, honoring those in uniform tonight at 7 o'clock. I will be there in attendance. Got a chance to see Coach Shields this morning. Good to see Coach Klein today. Hi, Coach.
Justin, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Joe, who's this? Who's this?
This is Dr. Phil Elson.
I saw you yesterday briefly over at the Stevens Center.
Yeah, we had practice right before you guys played.
Come on, practice?
Practice.
So the women got a win yesterday. Yes. Hard-fought victory over Sam Houston.
I'll tell you what, it was a little close for comfort. They led by 12 with about 3.5 minutes to go, and Sam Houston had a chance to tie it with about 20 seconds left, but UALR pulled it out. Joe Foley's teams always find a way to pull it out in the end, usually.
We are going to talk about the football game from over the weekend as well, not to mention the other games around college football. There were some interesting games. By the way, Florida most likely eliminated from postseason play over the weekend in a blowout loss at home to Vanderbilt. TikTok, Will Muschamp, TikTok.
That's a hot seat. Right?
Yeah, but I do want to give some credit, too, to another women's program. UCA going on the road and knocking off Ole Miss 66-63 over in Oxford. So if you want to send gay balls and jock straps, how about we throw some tickets at them, Matt? Game balls and jock straps will throw you a four-pack of UALR tickets for tonight's game. You have to pick them up before 5 o'clock tonight. The game doesn't tip until 7, though, so you'll have some time. Best game ball and jock strap will do it at noon, so you'll have a little extra time to pick it up. But you send me a few good ones, we'll get you some tickets to tonight's game. And if you have a military ID, again, yourself and four others, up to four others, in free tonight to watch the Trojans take on North Florida, a team that battled Florida down the stretch recently. What was it, like a 9-point loss?
Yep. They were down early, but they kept fighting back. I mean, they're a very good team.
Did you see them when you came in?
So they were pulling out as I was pulling in.
Oh, okay, convenient for them. We thought you might be coming over here to intimidate them a little bit this morning.
No.
So
I wish I could. If I thought that would work, I would have been here about 7 a.m.
Are the first game jitters the same? Or, I mean, is it always like that on game day, or is the first game?
I think you always have them because you don't know what you got. I mean, you can sit there and you think you got this, you think you got that, but you've been going. It's like I tell, you know, preseason practice is so frustrating from a coaching standpoint, because if your offense is good, you're walking around going, we can't stop anybody. And if your defense is good, you're walking around going, we can't score. You know, if your offensive rebounding is good, we can't rebound. If defensive rebounding is good, we can't get any offensive rebounds. I mean, it's always half empty or half full. So it's always a breath of fresh air to go up against an opponent and see what you got, you know.
Well, tonight you're going to find out.
Yeah, and they're good. I mean, they're a very good team.
Where's North Florida?
Jacksonville.
Okay.
I think it's in the Jacksonville area, and it's a very well coached team. They kind of, I think, 5 years ago, did the UCA trying to
transition
during the transition. So they're in the fifth year of that right now. So they're starting to reap the benefits of it a little bit. Their recruiting's a little better and things like that. And so. They're a really good team, can really shoot the three, got a couple of big guys, you know, and They're going to be a handful.
What do you think is the strength of your team right now?
I think right now we can score. I mean, that's what I've seen. It seems like it's a little easier for us to score from the standpoint.
I've heard that phrase in a long time.
Yeah. Has the team gotten physically stronger? Because I remember there were times last year that you would, you know, see them come out and say, well, they look a little smaller than the team we're playing. Whether or not they would win or lose,
right.
It just looked like physically sometimes they were at a disadvantage.
Well, I mean, we don't have that big, bulky center, but I think a lot of, Gus is about 235, and he didn't play a lot for us last year. He didn't really come along until the end of the year because he was still battling the knee. He's looking good now, so he gives us a presence. Will is bigger, neighbor. He's 220, 225. James is 215, 220. He's 6'9". So, we got a kid out of Chicago, Marius Hill, that's 6'5", 6'4", but he's thick, he's 210, 215, 220, and right in there. So, I mean, he's got some size to him. So, again, a concern of ours, though, is that we have not shown in the preseason and in our couple of scrimmages a great haven't rebounded it good.
Yeah.
That's a big – this team out-rebounded Florida, and so that's a very big concern of ours is our ability to rebound the ball.
There was a nice write-up today about Will Neighbor, and they talked about him bulking up a little bit, and you mentioned Leaper. I would think those two guys obviously keys, and playing physical and toughness, and I know toughness was sort of a focus for you guys in the offseason and making sure you had guys that were 100% locked and loaded as far as going through and having that toughness and that edge that you guys like.
Well, yeah, and I mean that's the key to any team. You've got to have an edge to you. I mean at any level, teams with an edge, teams with a chip or whatever you want to call it, a toughness, whatever, that's an essential part to a good team. And we had it last year, but it was inconsistent. It would come and go and come and go and come and go, and it got us into a lot of problems in games and in stretches. And we really got to be consistent with that this year, with our ability to rebound and to get some stops so we can get the ball up the floor quick and let some of these guys that got some skill at the offensive end go to work.
The really good UALR teams that I've seen in the last few years have that attitude that you're talking about. It can kind of grind you down, outlast another team, and the good UALR teams win on the road. I know that was a problem for the team last year. Very good at the Stevens Center, but struggled on the road. And looking at the upcoming schedule, there are a lot of road games coming up, and there are some tough ones too. I mean, this next weekend, not to look ahead much, but I mean, Florida on Saturday, Middle Tennessee on Monday. Those are two very tough teams, no matter where you're playing.
And then we go to Southern.
Right.
And Southern went to the second round of the NCAA last year. They played Marquette at Marquette the other night and lost by 7. So, I mean, we've got a brutal schedule.
I'd like to point out you don't have to play Middle Tennessee anymore. We finally got them out of the league. You don't have to put yourself through that any longer.
I tell you what, the thing that people don't realize about one of the hardest things in college basketball is scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
It is so brutal. I mean, it is so hard to do. I mean, you don't see that from that. You're like, why don't you play this team and why don't you go here?
So much easier than it sounds.
And I mean, what you're dealing with is, people like this year, we had a hard time. Nobody wanted to come here and play us. I mean, nobody. We couldn't get anybody to come play us.
Coach Foley deals with the same thing.
And we tried to do home and homes with people, and they wanted to start at their place, and we couldn't get anything. And then you don't have the finances like a big school does. It just says, hey, we'll give you $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 to come play. We don't have that, luxury, so – it's hard. It's very hard.
Yeah, that's interesting. When you talked about, UALR too, the thing for opposing teams, and like you see an LSU coming in here this year, when you built the program that they have built on the women's side, and they've got a little bit of a reputation where they're getting in, occasionally as an at-large, and they've been in conference championships and they've won conference titles, it does get a little bit easier as far as saying, hey, look, come in. It's a regional road trip for you. You can help your RPI a little bit by playing us because we're going to have a good year again. So,
well, and no offense to that, but men and women are,
I understand,
apples and oranges.
I got that.
I mean, it's.
So you get some return
games.
You're not
going to get LSU to come here.
No, I understand.
It ain't. We could go to the NCAA tournament 100 times and you know, they're not going to do it.
I don't know how Foe pulled it off, honestly.
Well, I mean, I think women, I think it's different. I mean, I don't think the coaches at the high level in women's hoops are as I'm not using the right word, but
concerned
to go and lose to UALR or something like that, whereas
well, it can be devastating for a men's program,
right,
for sure. Yeah,
right.
And the other thing is, you know, the men's gate and the women's gate, it's a little different animal,
right,
too. There
right.
are financial ramifications there, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you get some of these return games next year? I mean, there's some games you guys are home and home in where you're starting on the road this year?
Yeah, I mean, we got Southern coming here. I'm not sure on Middle Tennessee. We're going to start a series with UCA next year, I hear.
Great,
Which is really good news.
Yeah, that is good.
And, I'm not quite sure what's going on with
what
that.
About conference play this year? And I've talked to Coach Shields about this. I had he and Foley in the other day, and we talked about the changes in the conference, and you've got teams coming in and going out. We talked about Middle leaving, obviously. Western's hanging in for one more year. But you add teams like Arlington and Texas State. So from your perspective, what does it do overall? And, of course, when you think down the road, you know, next year you're adding in, like, Appalachian State. So you're going
right.
to be traveling West Virginia. I mean, some of the travel gets a little weird.
Well, you know, from our standpoint, this is going to sound weird, but from my standpoint, I think the more teams you have in conference, it helps you get home games. You know, I mean, you hate to say it like that, but I mean, you're guaranteed these guys coming and playing for you, so it helps your scheduling.
Sure.
I think, you know, losing Western next year, not this year, Middle, Florida, FAU and FIU. I think we, you know, getting Georgia State in is a great get, because we recruit the Georgia area with Atlanta, and they're loaded. They've got a great team this year. Texas State is right in the heart of Texas. That's a good spot. They've got Danny Casper down there now, and they're going to be good. UTA's in the Dallas area, so they'll be tough. And you know, Appalachian State. And I think there might be one more coming in. I'm not sure, but
Georgia Southern will
Georgia
come in.
Georgia Southern kind of gets you in that southeastern arena. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where we recruit. So, I mean,
you get Atlanta kids. I mean, that there we'd be down in that area now.
Yeah, I mean, James White's from Atlanta.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
So, I mean, it helps. It helps. It definitely helps.
One last thing, we'll let you go. Again, tonight, tip is 7 o'clock against North Florida. And if you're a military, you get your military ID, whether you're current military, former military, whatever, you get in there with yourself and four others. Get out and support the Trojans tonight. You are a Razorback at heart, a U of A graduate. I know you've been following the football team closely.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give them a calm-down speech? I mean, again, I sit here every week and tell people, hey, I'm seeing some positive things. I'm excited about the future. I think when you think about how close they are against teams that are way ahead of the game, you know, this
right.
is Hugh Freeze's, I guess, third year there. I mean, they've had some time to sort of build. Anything you could let them know? Anything you could say from your perspective? I know you've been watching them.
Right. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you have to take it for what it is. I mean, we would all love them to be 10-0, but they had 2 years of turmoil, you know, up there, and their recruiting suffered, and that's the facts. And in the SEC, you have to have depth. I mean, you've got to be three deep, especially on the line at every position. And they're not. When you're rolling, as good as they may be, when you're rolling true freshmen in there against Bama, Ole Miss, whomever it may be,
yeah.
it's going to be tough. And you've got a first year quarterback who's a sophomore. The receivers and things maybe not. As good as they've been in the past, your line's not as so. I mean, it's just a process that, you know, it's going to have to go, and it's probably going to be tough next year too. But I think this is how you do it. You know, you get a guy up there who I think is really dedicated in pushing and hard and recruiting very, very, very hard. He understands it, and I think, you know, he's got to get two or three of those classes under his belt. Give them time to work with that strength and conditioning coach, and I think things will be better.
Joe, great seeing you. We'll look forward to visiting with you tonight, or I guess we won't get a chance to talk to you. We get to watch your team play tonight. North Florida.
But listen to it, too.
7 o'clock tip. Yes, it'll be on the buzz tonight, so tune in. I'm going to be there. Maybe I'll listen to it also. Maybe
right.
I'll go up and sit right next to Ray and just see what he has
to say. You can sit next to Pat. He'll be there, too.
Pat. Pat.
Who's that?
We'll be back in just a moment. Little Rock Touchdown Club. Thanks to Joe Klein.